The utility deregulation crisis in California could be seen as a preview of coming attractions around the country. Some 24 states and the District of Columbia have approved some kind of energy deregulation plan, and at least 12 others are considering one. As NPR's Jim Zarroli reports, many are now rethinking their commitment to deregulation, and some have postponed implementation of their plans.
After nearly 5 years of planning, New Mexico was scheduled to begin deregulating its power system on January 1st of this year. But in December, as news of California's supply problems began to filter out, state regulators decided to delay the plan for a year and possibly longer. State Senator Michael Sanchez says California's troubles have underscored the risks of deregulation at a time when energy prices are so volatile.
We did a lot of things in our law to safeguard and to make sure that the California experience wouldn't happen to us. But again, it's a matter of what if. I don't want to take the chance with the people in the state of New Mexico.
And Sanchez says that because of the California fiasco, many New Mexico businesses and citizen groups that once supported deregulation are now having second thoughts.
What's interesting about this whole debate is that the proponents of deregulation have now switched, and they've changed their tune, and they're the ones really asking for delay.
The same kind of reexamination of deregulation is happening in many other states. Matthew Brown, energy program director at the National Conference of State Legislators, says he has been overwhelmed with questions from lawmakers from nearly every part of the country, wanting to understand what's happened in California and whether it has any relevance to their own states. Brown says many states, including Nevada, North Carolina, and Arkansas, have delayed implementation of their plans.
They're pulling back, and they are certainly taking the cautious approach, the wait-and-see approach. In general, those states have said, well, we didn't want to do it before, or we weren't certain before, but we really want to wait and see what's going to happen now.
Among those states that have postponed their plans, many are in the South, where energy prices tend to be lower and where the benefits of deregulation are less immediate. Deregulation advocates insist California's problems are unique. They say the state got into trouble because it failed to allow construction of enough power plants to meet demand, and because its plan was flawed in other ways. States such as Texas and Pennsylvania that are further along in their deregulation efforts insist the process has brought lower prices and is fostering the growth of alternative energy sources such as wind power. State Senator Martha Bark of New Jersey, which is in the middle of a multi-year deregulation effort, acknowledges that when she first read about California, she had one thought.
Could this happen here? Because I think obviously all of us would be concerned, very concerned, any legislator, that I'm sure that was the first question they thought about. But we do have different situations here than we do in California.
Bark has scheduled a public meeting on February 7th to allow regulators to explain some of those differences to New Jersey residents. Similar steps are being taken in Pennsylvania, where more than 500,000 customers have signed up for alternative power suppliers. Nora Mead Brownell of the Pennsylvania Public Utilities Commission says regulators have to work to ensure that deregulation is understood by the public.
We think it's critically important that we bring voices of reason to the debate and to look beneath the political rhetoric and really find out what we can do to make sure that on an ongoing basis we're solving these problems.
Still, doing that is likely to get a little harder every day the power crisis goes on. Just as Three Mile Island undercut long-term support for nuclear power, the rolling blackouts and bankrupt utilities in California could end up transforming the political climate for deregulation and lead many states to conclude that overhauling their power systems is a lot more complicated than they first thought. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.